Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. You ever eat a burger, Chef? Tim?
No, John, I did not. I think that was a little before my time since I'm so young at age 53.
There you go. The inspiration was that Jack in the Box is coming back to the Chicagoland area. Yeah. Now, that was here a while ago when you were a kid. Were you a Jack in the Box fan?
Yes, their tacos are outstanding.
That's what everyone keeps saying, the tacos. Do they have burgers too? Are they a burger and
Yeah. Yeah, wow. They have everything under the sun. It's pretty good stuff.
Well, it's coming back, Tim, to the Chicago area, so get excited for that. How's everything going in your world?
We're doing well, just busy. We're going to move to our new office in downtown Arlington Heights, so that's pretty exciting, and still helping people save on taxes.
Saving on taxes is where we're going to start today. The big omnibus bill, the big beautiful bill that passed, had a lot of tax implications for a lot of groups. Tim, just broadly speaking, I mean, this set into stone some of the previous tax cuts where it was maybe a little nebulous to figure out whether they were going to last or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, they made it permanent, which is absolutely huge. But, you know, everything in Washington, D.C. that has the word permanent in it is not.
Right.
So, but I do think for the next 3 or 4 years, these low tax brackets that we're dealing with are there. And they're here to stay for a bit. So what we're talking to our clients about are Roth conversions and that type of thing.
Is it because you wanted to urge people to do a Roth conversion when they know what their tax rate is currently? Is that the appeal? And if it's lower than maybe it could have been, hey, let's take advantage of that right now just in case that changes in the future?
Well, since I did a little study on it, since 2000, most middle class people, their taxes have gone down 30% thanks to this tax bill that just got extended. So, you know, you look at the deficit, you know, taxes are going to have to go up sometime. So I'm telling people, you know, you're not going to maybe do, you might be nibbling on your tax bill, but you want to get it whittled down as best you can while we can.
One of the things that went up was the SALT exemption, which will bring taxes down. That's state and local tax exemptions. That means more people are most likely going to be itemizing their deductions, and that could lead to some big savings for people, too.
Yes, that along with the $6,000 for an individual and $12,000 for a couple, up to $150,000 for a joint tax filing that you can save as well. I mean, that's just another exemption besides the SALT.
So the $6,000 tax deduction and $12,000, that's for 65 and older, right?
That is correct. And it's for 2025 through 2028.
So
that's something you want to take advantage of.
Yeah, and I want to dive into this again and make sure I got it right. But this was basically the president had pledged during the campaign to end taxes on Social Security. Right. That didn't happen per se, but this is a way, in his mind and in Congress's mind, to lower the overall income that people over 65 have, thereby likely increasing the number of seniors who end up not paying taxes on their Social Security. Did I make that right? Did that make sense?
That's absolutely correct, and that's exciting because, you know, why not take advantage of it for the next 4 years that you're filing taxes?
Absolutely. Tim Stearns, you're not going anywhere, but I do need to give you the number now because we got to hit traffic and weather. How can people reach you?
800-640-2256.
All right, 800-640-2256. Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns does the Protect and Grow Blueprint, part of which does deal with long-term care insurance and all sorts of other things, a holistic approach, all-encompassing, one-stop shop. And soon that shop's going to be downtown Arlington Heights. When's the opening date, Tim?
Right after Labor Day is we'll be there, and we just had to get the technology over there. So we're ready to go.
You going to cut a ribbon or do something fun like that?
No, maybe get Burger Chef'd. We don't know.
Well, no, they're out of business.
Oh, man.
Someone told me on the text line that they are now Hardee's. They were sold to Hardee's.
Oh.
But so there you go. My answer still stands on the answer to the question of the day. And someone also texted in that they when they emigrated to India, Jack in the Box was the first restaurant they ate at. And I asked, well, what impression did that give you of life in the U.S.? And they responded, first burger, tasty. There you go, Tim. It's the simple things.
Right, absolutely.
The big, beautiful bill contained, and by the way, we have some texters saying There's cuts to Medicaid. No doubt there's complexities in this bill. We're talking about the tax implications for you and your family, not making value judgments pro or con, Tim. And this is just, hey, no. This is what the reality is now. Here's what it does for your tax bill.
What we're talking about is simply trying to get your reduction in your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of party, I don't know anyone who likes to pay more than their fair share of taxes. Let's start there.
Yep.
So we've given this analogy before, but if I walked up to you on the street and I asked you, how much do you think you'll be paying in retirement for your taxes? You have no idea. No one does. And, you know, we can run that report for the people that we've talked about. But more importantly, if you know a bill is out there and it's going to be rather large, why wouldn't you try to at least nibble and navigate through that and reduce it?
Right. Especially when you're in maybe your prime earning years. Do you think that this, I mean, I think a lot of people start thinking about the taxes they pay when they start paying them. And, you know, people live busy lives. I get that. But in your 50s, do you think there's a lot you can do to nibble or take big bites out of the eventual tax apple that you're going to be dealt with?
I think, for example, you know, I have two sons that are in the business world. I told them right away, sign up for a Roth 401k. Anytime they offer you a Roth anything, you should be taking advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for people that have money that's saved up, you know, and they might be getting ready to retire, that is the time also to look at Roth conversions. It does not make sense for everyone, but it does make sense for a lot of people. And you know, one of the things we talk about is you have that 12% tax bracket. Never let that go unused, the whole thing. So if I can save 10, 15, even 20 grand, and I'm down in that 12% tax bracket, I need to take advantage of that.
Meaning just be able to get down there as far as you can. Explain that a little more.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm saying that if I make, you know, not enough to put me into the next 22% tax bracket,
mm-hmm.
I want to stay below that, right? So at the end of the day, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm taking every deduction I can and making my gross income is less as I can, and then filling it up maybe with Roth conversions. But it's not, you know, one size doesn't fit all. But, you know, we have a CPA on staff here. We can run numbers for people to see if it makes sense.
I see what you're saying. The 12% goes up to roughly $97,000,
right,
married filing jointly. After
exactly.
that, if every dollar over that, you're now paying 22%. Okay,
right.
So obviously making more is great, don't get me wrong, but what you're saying is if there's things you can do to have that income lowered, obviously in legal ways, I mean, this is ways of getting these tax deductions, you're
right.
saving essentially 10% on taxes for each dollar you can keep under that threshold. That's fascinating. That's an interesting angle to things. And there's a lot of ways to do it. And like, maybe give us a few examples of maybe this is a good year for to convert into a Roth for you. Is it maybe someone that retired or is maybe earning a little bit less this year? They're already maybe lower in that bracket and have a little room to wiggle in that bracket?
Right. If people just are getting ready to retire, or they've been, you know, retired the last 6 months or so, they're used to paying a higher taxes. Well, why not try to figure out how to, you know, convert some of your 401k while you just got retired? I mean, it just makes more sense than to pay the full bill down the road.
Right.
You know, and the other thing you worry about is if something happens to one of the spouses, then you have the, you know, the widow's tax where you're in this single tax bracket and not a lot can get done down there.
Wait, explain what you mean by that. It's not an inheritance tax. You're saying that it's a widow's tax because you don't get the advantage of dual incomes.
Exactly. And It's such low levels. I mean, it's not fair. But I mean, that is what they're doing. And so what we have to do is we have to play within the rules. But why not at least explore it? It does not hurt to look.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why you have someone on staff that can crunch that stuff in mm-hmm. addition to. And honestly, Tim, if nothing else, I would have someone call you to just have a chat with you about all the things we're talking about and say, hey, let's run that number of what I'm going to pay in taxes in retirement. Like you said, I can guarantee the vast majority of us have zero clue what that's going to be.
Right. And that's why if they give us a call at 800-640-2256, we'll be happy to run them a report that shows them if they, you know, go with what the IRS's plan is, that's fine. If they default to the IRS, that's fine. But if they do start to make some maneuvers on this other side of Roth and Roth conversions, you know, it's going to be a lesser tax bill, and I don't know anyone who wants to pay more in taxes.
Yeah, and this can be, you say maneuver, you could take little bites. You're saying this can be part of a longer plan, right? Like, let's say you're in your late 40s, early 50s. This, you're not doing this all in 1 year, I mean, unless it works out perfectly. I think sometimes people get afraid of conversions because they think that you're taking everything and you're taking a hit. You can kind of map out what the next 5 years look like, right, Tim?
Exactly. We have an engineer as a client. And engineers are not afraid of crunching numbers, and he does it to the penny. So he stays in that 12% tax bracket. Wow. And you know, that's all on him. He likes to do it. But my point is, not everyone's like that, and we're happy to help you get through that and take a look. You know, again, one size doesn't fit all, and that's, you know, what we try to do for our clients is make sure that they're all special and we're treating them as such.
What is the number again, and who should be reaching out to you, Tim?
Well, anyone who wants to save on taxes, let's start there. And it's 1-800-640-2256.
All right, 800-640-2256, tjsterns.com. What's your minimum, Tim?
Just nice people. That's all I want to work with.
I just like to hammer that point home. Tim's an awesome guy. He's got some gray hairs. That's what I like to see in my in my pilots and in my planners. Tim,
I'm with you.
Yeah, very well said. We'll talk again in a couple weeks, okay?
All right, John, have a great night.
Yeah, see for you. Sure. Tim Stearns, 800-640-2256.